Oh, it isn't black.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Don't have that black land here.
Mm-hmm. You ever call that loom?
No, loam.
Loam.
Uh-huh.
Now, how about this low-lying grassland? Sometimes used to make hay. It's any kind of land that holds the topsoil.
You mean in the that's flat?
Mm-hmm.
Swamp? Is that what?
Well, that usually is, has water in it.
Yeah. Well, we call that bottom land here.
Uh-huh.
Where it's on a creek bank, maybe.
Mm-hmm. How about the land that is usually green? It's rather pretty. That's usually grassland.
Yeah, uh-huh.
What's
that's
that
grassland.
Called?
Meadowland.
Uh-huh. Good. I mentioned swamp. You ever describe that kind of land by any other term?
No.
How about, say, ditches, where water is overflowed into the ditches, and then the water is received, and there's still water in that ditch. What do you call that? That ditch?
Drainage ditch.
Uh-huh. What about a slough? What's a slough?
Well, a slough is away from the main current, and it's a low place in the field where the water will stand and not drain out.
Mm-hmm. Good. Is that drain?
Mm, I believe it is.
When is it open?
Well, you want it?
Was that on a Monday?
Sorry, yeah.
I was up in Dixon then.
Mm-hmm.
It started raining early in the morning.
Yeah, it was a big rain. More than we needed. It washed the ground a lot.
Oh. Mm-hmm. There was one period of 6 weeks, I think, in Urbana, Illinois, where I live,
mm-hmm.
that had only 1 inch of rain, or one
it's
and
dry.
A quarter inches. And the crops all but died.
Well, it was that way at Louisville, too.
Hmm.
My son-in-law was a farm manager up there, and they'd spent a lot of money in fertilizing, and their land, corn was cut a lot,
mm-hmm.
half about.
It's not irrigated, I guess, there. There's nothing much you can do.
Well, they irrigate some
they?
On this farm, but that the potatoes and the garden crops, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call a place by the sea that has, it's like a swamp, but it's over by the sea. Do you know what that's called?
Everglades.
Yeah. How about just places, not say in Florida, but up along the coast, there are cattails and things like that. You wouldn't call it a swamp because it's by the sea.
Yeah,
what
I don't know
it?
What you call that.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you call these little streams that are in this neighborhood here?
Creeks.
Mm-hmm. Would you describe names some of the creeks here?
Well, on this place is Caney Creek. Runs through the...
Yeah, that's a very famous name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Must be because it cane grew in the bottoms or around it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And Caney Station.
Pond Creek.
Mm-hmm. That's south, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know Ed Ford?
Yeah, I know Ed right well.
Uh-huh. He gave me the first interview in this area.
Uh-huh.
He lives south of town.
Yeah, I know right where it is.
Uh-huh. Mm. What do you call it? High points of land? Say over in Tennessee, not the high points here, but the great big high land, high points of land.
Well, you'd call them the knobs.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
And